Welcome back to Your Latino USA. I'm Maria Hinojosa. And now we follow the trail of a group that's targeting Latinos who love nature and might not know it yet. Latino Outdoors is an organization that takes Latino communities outside on anything from camping trips to parrilladas in their local park. Eduardo Gonzalez has a favorite stretch of woods in the Calaveras Big Trees State Park in California, and this time he's bringing his family along. Angela Bass has our story.
¿Te gusta el árbol? ¿No te gusta? ¿No?
Eduardo Gonzalez is guiding a group of Latinos of all ages through a maze of big old trees. He's 23, and he stops us so we can all look up.
So we are standing in the North Grove. So it is one of the northernmost giant sequoia groves in the state. And just, it's absolutely beautiful. It's mixed conifer, so meaning we have everything from pines to firs to just, and the sequoias, of course, as a treat.
Eduardo has walked this trail before, but never as a guide for Latino Outdoors. The statewide project started staging hikes, walks, and camping trips earlier this year. Eduardo was one of the project's 9 leaders and counting.
My mission really with the Latino Outdoors outings is kind of to reconnect that bond that we have with nature and whatnot, because I feel sometimes we forget that. Like, we have this connection with nature and it's lost in just like the daily life, just like work and school. And sometimes you just need to take a step back and go back to nature and whatnot.
For a lot of Latinos, the road back to nature is a short one. 83% of the nation's farm workers are Latino. And recent reports show that most Latino voters care deeply about climate change, environmental pollution, and going camping, picnicking, or fishing with family. This is exactly the kind of stuff Eduardo's own family has been doing since he was a kid.
My parents, since I was a little kid, they'd always take us camping once a year.
That's Eduardo's cousin, Melina Gonzalez. She's on today's hike, too, with 6 of her brothers and sisters. And her parents are just a few steps behind.
When we were kids, we used to go to Yosemite once a year. And I just love it. I love being in nature.
That camping experience at Yosemite with Melina and her family left a mark on Eduardo.
That there was kind of really the hook to really just like the outdoors or whatnot and really loving that environment. So then we did that trip and just it was incredible.
Before that trip to Yosemite, Eduardo spent a week at an outdoor science camp for 6th graders.
That was probably my first time. That was my first time in a forest. Like, I had never seen a forest up until that time. I'm really grateful for the freedom that we got out in the outdoors, because like out there, it was like a playground almost.
Eduardo never outgrew that playground. After high school, he put college on hold to volunteer as a camp counselor and student naturalist at Shady Creek Outdoor School in the Sierra Nevada foothills. He did that for a year, training as an outdoor educator, no pay. And after that, he volunteered at his college's natural history museum. Eduardo says his construction worker father wasn't happy about any of it. He'd say things like,
"Oh, why do you do that? Or are they paying you to do that? Like, oh, like you could be doing something else," or just kind of like, "Para que pierdes tu tiempo? Like, why are you wasting your time?" He's like, "Don't you think that's a little much? Like, going all the way out there, like just like that."
Eduardo says his father is slowly accepting the fact that naturalist educators don't always rake in the big bucks. So we keep walking and stop in front of this massive tree. It looks like it's poking the sky, but Eduardo says it's not just the tree's height that makes it so spellbinding.
So this tree has a sad history in the sense that they call it the mother of the forest. So due to its magnificence, they thought it would be great to take the bark off of it and piece it back together as a traveling show to prove the grandness of these giant sequoias we have here in California.
Eduardo hopes nature's magnificence can get kids off the couch, including his 11-year-old cousin, Irving Gonzalez.
The person that's doing this, my cousin, he took me here for camping, me and my little brother, and we came here for a hike and just to come out of the house.
What do you normally do on Saturdays?
Play video games.
Half of the hikers here today are related to Eduardo. Even his dad would have come if he didn't have to work. His mom, Maria Gonzalez, is here. She grew up working on her father's dairy farm in Jalisco, Mexico.
La naturaleza de aquí no se parece a la de México tampoco. Es muy diferente, pero está bien aquí.
She said that nature is very different from Mexico to here.
Eduardo spent his childhood summers on that farm in Jalisco. He remembers waking up before daybreak with the men in his family to help mix cow feed.
But I just enjoyed like that feeling of just being out there with my grandfather and just kind of watching him milk his cows and whatnot.
Nowadays, Eduardo works a paid gig as a hydrologic technician on the Plumas National Forest in the Sierra Nevada for the U.S. Forest Service. And he dreams of one day hiking all the way to Canada from Mexico.
Turn around. Let's just take a picture. Get in the picture. Everybody. Should we take a regular one?
For Latino USA, I'm Angela Bass in California's Central Valley.